Well, let's pray again then. Lord Jesus, now we realize that we can read the Word with our best of our knowledge, explain it. But Lord, You're the only one can confirm it. You're the only one can say that it's right or wrong. And Father, I pray today that You'll let the eyes of the people be opened. May we see a paradox this afternoon. Just, Lord, enough to let the people see that You're present, that You're not out of existence, and that Your Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever, for You are that Word. For the sake of the sick, Lord, for the sake of those who are suffering. Many probably are here from different parts of the country, parts of the nation. They're suffering so they couldn't enjoy the meetings. Otherwise, if they wasn't healed, I pray that You'll heal them. Grant it, Lord. Now, we're only physical human beings and can only preach the Word and say what You said to be the truth. Now, Thou art the one to make it real. I pray that You'll grant it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'd just like for your undivided attention just for a moment, and if everyone will just be seated now for a few minutes. Now, as far as I know, of course, I don't know anyone that I can see in the building that I would know out there. Now, you don't have to be here to be healed. Anyone knows that. See? There's a little woman one time, she couldn't get a prayer card, we say, and she touched his garment. And he turned around and looked and said, "Who touched me?" And they all denied it. And he looked around and seen this little woman, she couldn't hide herself. Because, see, the Spirit of God that was in him led him. He was the Word. And it led right to her, and he told her what her trouble was. She had a blood issue, and she was healed. She believed it, and immediately in her body, she felt that the blood issue had stanched. Is that right? Had stopped right there. Now, he's just the same today. You don't have to be here. Now, the Bible said that in the New Testament now, that Jesus Christ is our high priest. Do we believe that? The only high priest we have. The only intercessor we have between God and man is the man Christ Jesus. You believe that? And the Bible said He is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Is that right? How many know that true? Raise your hand. All right. I'm not among strangers on this word. Now, how would He act if you touched Him? He'd act the same that He did when He was here because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that right? Now, you just believe. You just say, "Now, Lord, I've been in meetings of it, but I'm just going to believe today. I'm not even going to take no thought of myself. I'm just going to believe with all my heart that You're here. I have a need, and You help me, Lord." Now, you do that. Don't get nervous. Just calmly, faithful. A gift of faith is not something you take and do something with. A gift of faith is you just get yourself out of the way. The gift is getting your own self out of the way. Now, here stands a woman. Father God knows, as far as I ever know, I've never seen a woman in my life. She's a total stranger to me. But there isn't about two or three people I can see out there to do it. I think this is Mrs. Vale sitting here, Brother Lee's wife. I'm not sure. And then I know these three or four boys sitting right along here. As far as I know, that's all that I see in the meeting at this time that I know. I believe that's Brother Anthony Milano sitting there from New York. Brother Pat Tyler from Kentucky. Outside of that, I know Fred Softman's in there somewhere. I heard him holler, "Amen," a while ago. That's about the limit. The Heavenly Father knows that. And this woman's standing here, and I never seen her. I have no idea what she's here for. She's just a woman come up here on the platform, the same as you're sitting out there. Now, if this woman's in need, well then, if I could help her, I'd sure do it. But it depends on what she needs. If it was money, I might rake up $5 or $10. Outside of that, I don't know. That's a give her a post-dated check till I get my pay next month. But now, what if she's got domestic trouble? Then I'd say, go get your husband. Let's talk together. Maybe I can help you. I have no way of getting home. Well, I'll ask somebody if they take you home going your way. If you live down on what street down here or whatever it is. I don't know. But if it's sickness, then I don't know. See? But I don't know the woman. But there's someone here. This word, that promise the things that I do shall you also. Now perhaps, what if this woman is sick? Maybe she's got cancer. Maybe she has TB. And or something that medicine can't help at this stage. Well, now, I by no means could heal the woman. But now, if he can reveal to me what she wants, just like he did the woman at the well, or like he told Nathaniel, or told Simon what his name was, that your name is Simon, you're the son of Jonas. Henceforth, you'll be called Peter, which means the little stone. Well, now, if he would do something like that here in the presence of all of you, that goes to show that that word is truth. Now, how many will believe that? Is there anybody here who knows the woman? Raise your hand. Any people in the building? Yeah, many of you know her. All right. Father knows that I don't. But now, let's just see what he would say. And that would that be a paradox? I don't know what's wrong with her. Don't know what she's here for, nothing about her. But God knows that. I'm going to speak to the woman. Now, this is the first person I've had before me for about 3 months. Now, I just want to talk to the lady just a moment. And that is what? Contact her spirit. Just like Jesus did the woman at the well. Contact her spirit. Now, if the Lord Jesus, lady, can reveal to me what's wrong with you, or what you're here for, or something about that you know what I don't know nothing about, or something on that order, would you believe it was him? It'd have to be him, wouldn't it? It'd have to be him. If he'll do it, then we'll all be thankful that that his word is right. Then we can put confidence in that. Now, if he can reveal what your trouble is to me, and me not knowing you, and you know that. But now, if he can reveal to me what your trouble is or something about you, then that shows that there's a spirit here somewhere that knows you, and you know that I don't. So it wouldn't be the man, it would be the spirit. And that's what God promised at this time of Ephesus. You believe that to be the truth? May he grant it. I see one thing. She's suffering with something like a sinus troubles up here in her head. That is true, is it? Raise up your hand if it's true.
Amen. Amen.
But a scientist wouldn't cause you to sneeze and carry on like that, so you have hay fever also. That's right. You're not from Phoenix. You're from where there's lots of hills, trees. You're from Flagstaff. That's right.
Hallelujah.
You believe God can tell me who you are?
Yes.
Mrs. Earl. You.
Amen.
That's right, isn't it? I go believing, it'll all be over.
Praise God.
Now, is he the same yesterday and forever? Now, the Heavenly Father knows. I'll just see the woman. See, the Word vindicated. Now, it isn't me. I'm just a man. It's like this microphone. It's a mute without me speaking to it or somebody. And so is a man. Just a mute. But it's the Spirit. And that Spirit's right out there among you. See? He's the healer, not me. How do you do, sir? Another man that's a person that's a stranger to me. I don't know the man. As far as I know, I've never seen him in my life. But now, this Spirit, the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ is the same self-Spirit. The Anointed One, Jesus the man, was the Son of God, but the Holy Spirit was on him was God. My Father dwells in me, see? It's the Holy Spirit. So it's still God. Now, if I can just get myself, that man can get his self out of the way, then that part's dead. Then let the Spirit of life go to work. That's why I'll wait just a minute to see what happens till the anointing gets started. If the Lord God, whose presence we're in, will reveal to me, sir, what your trouble is, or something you've done, or something about you, just something, of course, more we would talk, more it would go. But see, these others stand in the line. But if you just tell me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be his servant, believe he's present? A rupture. Is that right? That's right. I say, how was that done? I wish I know. There's nobody can explain that. That's a paradox.
Amen.
Here, that you might know, I've seen something else, an examination. Got heart trouble too. Raise your hand. Mr. Anderson, you can go home now. Jesus Christ will make you well. That's right. Just believe. Have faith. How do you do, sir? We're strangers to each other. I don't know you. As far as I know, it's the first time I've ever seen you, or me to know you. That's right. But he knows us, both of us. Now, you know why this is taking place? It's his grace permitting it. That it would bring these people conscious of God. Now, not knowing nothing about you, not even knowing you, no way, just a strange man to come here. Now, it would be absolutely a paradox for something to happen to know what was wrong with you, or something you've done, or something you ought not have done, or something you should have done, or who you are, or something about you. It had to be a paradox, because there's no way for anybody to know that outside of some revelation of the unseen. That's right. Now, if he'll do that for you, between you and I, so the audience, not a show, but that they might see the Ephesus is here, that this is the thing that bridges between the nomination and the glory land. He promised it. That they might be assured that what we're telling them is the truth. Now, to know you, you know I don't. That's, raise up your hand so people see. I've never seen a man in my life. It's just a man standing here. Ask any of the others. But you're suffering with a rupture. You also have hemorrhoids. That's right. You've come a long ways to get here. You're not even an American. You're a Canadian. You brought with you a son that has mental affliction. That's true. You want me to tell you where you're from? You're from the province of Saskatchewan. Saskatoon, the city. Believe with all your heart, and God will send you back home well with your son. Believe. You believe it? God bless you. You believe? The Lord God still remains God. There's none other but Him. How do you do? There's a lady, a stranger to me, perhaps a little older. I've never seen her, but she's just a woman standing here. I'm going to have to hurry because I just got 7 or 8 minutes now. Just look here. Do you believe that these things are true with all your heart? You know it's impossible for me to know what's wrong with you or anything about you. But it is impossible for God to know, because He knew even before there was a world. Isn't that right? How many believe that to be true? Sure, He knowed every time you'd bat your eye. He's infinite. And just think, by His grace, He's presented with His gospel the same thing He promised to do. Then there's a heaven, and we're going to it. And we're in this Ephesus right now. We're in this coming out of one into another. You have so many things wrong with you, complications, so many things wrong. And you're not from here. You're from west of here. You're from California. That's right. You also have a son that's afflicted. That's right. There's something I keep seeing, water, a great big lake. Oh, it's a, you have someone that's close to you that lives in Chicago that knows me. That's right. That is true. Now, you know I don't know you, but do you believe God knows who you are? Mrs. McGuire, you've got your request. Go home thanking God. How do you do? Mighty young person. But sickness and disease is no respect of person. How many knows that? We just know that it's no respect of person. If thou canst believe with all thine heart, all thy soul, that asthma would leave you if you believe it. with all your heart. The chest trouble, you believe it will leave you too, sister, and you'll be made well? What did you touch? She's 20 feet from me or more. She touched the Master. It's congestion of nerves. You'll be all right. This is a noble thing this young woman stands here for. She straightly is a stranger. I've never seen the woman. But she's been brought here by somebody else. And what brings her here was because she heard a tape that I made. And she's here seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Exactly what she's here for. That is true, young lady. That's right. Come here. Dear God, may this child standing here that's breaking forth from darkness into light, may she receive the Holy Spirit. Go to her home and her loved ones, showing what great things Jesus has did for her. Amen. God bless you. No doubt. Believe. God can heal all kinds of nervousness. Do you believe that? Asthmatic conditions and make you well. Do you believe that? And go believe with all your heart. Believe. God bless you, brother. How old are you? You have to come out of that nervousness for too long, don't you? Having all kind of weary spells and everything happening to you. But it's left you now. God heals nervous and stomach trouble too. Do you believe that? Then go eat what you wish to. Jesus Christ. Bless you. You believe out there, every one of you? A man sitting here with the shirt looking to me. Yeah, you look down at his shirt just then. Yeah. You believe God can heal gland trouble? Can make you well? You was believing then, wasn't you? That same time this little boy got cured of that asthmatic condition. Go home and you're going to be well. Believe with all your heart. The little lady said next to your wife, there, could you believe your eyes will get well too? You believe that God will heal that eye trouble? Raise up your hand if that's what you're praying. See, what did they touch? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Do you believe? You believe, young man? God can heal that blood condition, make it right. Do you believe that? Take that diabetes and stuff away, make you well. Do you believe that? Go tell him you believe it and go. Come, sir. Got stomach trouble. You believe God can heal it, make it well? Go believe it. You'll be well. He made whole. Come, bring this little boy. Look here, son. It's come a long ways. Sometimes, changing altitudes, changing climates will do it to heal asthmatic conditions. But there's one sure healing, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He gave His Son that yours might be healed. Do you believe that? Believe it with all your heart and it'll leave Him. He'll be a normal, well man. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
You believe?
Amen.
Is God still performing paradox? The unexplainable, unreasonable things that people wouldn't understand how to make, but it's still true, isn't it? Now, how many is sensing and knowing in your spirit that there's got to be something here that's beyond human understanding? Now, I think we called at least 15 people in that line. Every one of them, and it's 4, 5, 6 out there in the line without prayer cards or whatever they was out in the line there, out in the audience there. But we're right now just 1 minute of time of closing. Did He do it just exactly the way He said He would do it? Now, how many believes He's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Sensing His presence. Now you've seen His presence. Now your eye has seen. Your ears have understood. And God has confirmed before your eyes His presence, and that what you feel all the time, it condemns you when you're wrong and tells you not to do that. That same God has become visible to you here this afternoon in His works. How many says amen to that? Sure it is. Now He's sure. Is there one here in the midst of us that's never been a Christian, never had any confession, you just never did go to church? Would you stand up and say, I want to stand, not to you, minister, But I want to stand while I'm in the presence of this person, Jesus Christ, who is the Holy Spirit over us now. I want to stand and say, I want you to save me from my sins. That's all I want you to do. Just stand up and that'll witness. That's all we have time to do. Say, I want to be a Christian. Stand to your feet and sit right back down. Is there one in the building? How many is in the building? Oughtn't to say, is there one? Because there might be more than one. How many in the building will stand right now and say, I have been wrong. God, forgive me. I'll raise up to give you testimony that I've been wrong. I'll sit down while I'm here in your presence. I'll sit down and stand up. Is there one? Is there more than one? One hand. God bless you, young man. Is there another? God bless you. Is there another? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, brother. Is there, God bless you back there. Is there another? I have been wrong. God forgive me. God bless you, sir. I've been wrong. I'm sorry, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Has there been anybody that's been suspicious of this ministry? And you're convinced now that it's true. Raise your hand and say, God forgive me. Just raise up your hand. Say, I was a little suspicious, Brother Branham, but it's all gone now. Raise your hand. Not a one. Thank you. How many believes this? It couldn't be me, but it's a Christ, the Son of God. Thank you. And you shall see greater things than this then, as long as you'll believe. Just stay with Christ. I'll do my best to stay right with Him myself. Now, how many here that's sick and needy, raise up your hands. I'm sick, Brother Branham. I'm needy. See, just look at the people. Now, will you do this and just believe my word this much? Let's put our hands on one another while I just hold my hands out towards you. Let's pray. Dear God, I bring to you this little audience this afternoon where we have heard and read the Word of God. We know that it's every bit the truth because it's your Word. We've not only now believe it to be true, we know that it's true. We have seen you, Lord, do something that will make people know that there's still, besides a paradox of the world in space and the natural laws of God, we can see here where that the law of death working in a human's body, where that science has failed to cure by their research. And Lord, we're grateful for those people. We by no means belittle them. We're grateful for them. But Lord, when it comes to a place that they can do no more, now we see your great hand come in, knowing that there's no man could heal them because he'd be a doctor or have to take some remedy. But to see the Son of God come down and that made the promise that we all believe in, and every person helped their hand up that wasn't saved and wanted to be saved. God, something warmed their heart. Some of them said they'd been wrong, maybe backslidden, wanted to come back. I pray that you'll take each one back. For they know, Lord, and know, many of them may have known me or of me for these years and know that there's no good thing in a man, and especially me. How could there be any good thing? But yet they see that word that God promised made manifest. They're convinced that it's the truth. They've accepted it. Many here I could not bring to the platform. Father, thou bear me record. Never have I said that it would be something that I could do, no more than yield myself to you and let you take me out of the way and put your Spirit in there to work. Now, Father, seeing that one person can do that, other can do it, I pray that each one that has their hands laying on each other, that's sick and afflicted, will be healed just at this time. That the great Holy Spirit pass through the building just now and make everyone well. Save everyone, Lord. Give such an experience. Pour out the Holy Ghost, Lord, upon this audience. Oh, we're looking for you to do great things this coming week. Just let it be so, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let us all stand to our feet. Do you believe with all your heart? Now, I wonder if our sister at the piano there would give us a little card of this. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. You've heard that? Now, let's sing it together. Now, we hope to meet you tomorrow evening. Now, they'll dismiss officially just in a moment, but I want to sing this song with you. All right? Let's go.
I will praise Him.
Let's raise your hands.
I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people.
are is not real. Now, not knowing you, and you know that's true, we're total strangers, and you're standing here. There's maybe something wrong with you. Maybe there's not. I don't know. But if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me by His Holy Spirit, what is your trouble? Will you believe then that it is the Son of God and not a human being? This is just a hull, this tabernacle that God uses any who He has chosen. He does that by sovereign grace and election. So, but you believe. You will. How many audience will believe it? Here we both stand right here before the light that we've never met in this life. Have no more idea who that woman is, what she is, where she come from, what she wants. I've never seen her in my life. No more than I've ever seen that woman down there in my life. But, see, here's what I'm trying to get you to do. Get that discrepancy away from you now and believe the Word when the Word is made flesh right here among us. The Word becomes alive in our own flesh. That shows the presence of God. Now may He grant it to her. She's wanting a worthy cause. She's childless. She wants a baby. She's about 40 years old. That's certainly not impossible. They're sitting right out there now, women who are bearing all their life. They come to the platform, I guess, and the Lord give them children. Some of you raise your hand out there that know. See? I picked up a little darling girl the other day. Sunday after I left here, a Sunday afternoon, that her mother was barren, the Lord spoke, and the little girl, the sweetest little thing, is she here? Where's she at? Here she is, right? Sitting right down here, the mother sitting there. There's the little girl herself. See her? She was a spoken word from God. Now, will you believe Him with all your heart? Do you believe that that blessing that you have, that you feel in you now, has been God answering? If God would tell me what your name is so He could name the baby, would you believe? Then, Miss Thompson, you can go home and have your baby if you believe it with all your heart. You believe with all your heart? Just have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe God. God is God. How do you do, sir? I suppose we're strangers, too. The only time I ever seen you in my life, as I know of, is when you was coming there, and I thought you were Brother Shaparin's uncle, Meshagan. Brother Meshagan, the singer, when you come by, and then I seen you going to the prayer line. Now, being a stranger with you, and or to you, and I a stranger each way, now, if the Lord Jesus will tell me something that maybe what you're wanting, let's just say that. Tell me what you're wanting. Now, He's already given it to you. The only thing is just enough faith to believe it. Now, how many understands that? Just enough faith to believe that you get what you ask for. See? Now, if you're up here wanting something and He can tell me what your desire is, then you know I don't know your desire. Then it has to be something here that's doing it. Now, according to the Word, He promised to do that. He knows the thoughts within their hearts. Is that right? All right? You have a great desire to be healed. One thing, you're suffering with a nervous condition. Real nervous. That's right. Another thing, you got a back trouble. And that back has been very bad for some time. You've even had an operation on it. That's thus saith the Lord. That's true. That's right. And here's another thing. Your deep desire is you want to receive the baptism of the Spirit. Come here. Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may this man be filled with the Holy Ghost before he leaves these grounds. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just have faith. Don't doubt. How do you do? I suppose, as far as I know, that we're strangers one to the other. If that's right. People who know, just raise up your hand so they see it. We're strangers. I never seen her in my life. Knowingly. Now, I guess she never seen me unless it was out in the audience, because the Heavenly Father knows, and here's His Word laying here, that I have never seen the woman knowingly in my life. Therefore, I wouldn't know what you're here for. Have no idea who you are, what nothing about you. I couldn't tell you one thing. Only thing is just a gift. If I can, as you heard me explain it a while ago, just move over here. What He says, what I see, I can say it. What He doesn't say, I cannot say. I'd say that in myself and it'd be wrong. It'd be wrong. But if He says it, it's absolutely right. It never has been wrong. It never will be wrong as long as it remains God. See? Because God cannot be wrong. But if God can tell me what you want, what your desire is, or what you're here for, or something you've done, or something like that, or who you are, where you come from, or whatever He wants to tell me, you'd believe? Thank you. One thing, you have trouble with your feet. Your feet bothers you. That's right, raise your hand. You have a lady's trouble, female disorder. And you've got a great desire in your heart because you've just lost somebody or something. It's a boy. And your boy has left home, run away. And you want me to pray that he'll return back. God in heaven send her child to her.
Thank you.
Let the Holy Spirit stop that young man on the road tonight and send him back to his mother. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He who knows will send him back to you. Don't worry. Believe now. Don't doubt. Just have faith. All your heart, you believe, and God will grant the rest of it. Now, just those three or four discernings, whatever it was, I just went to... It's blind to me. I can't explain that. There's no way to explain it. You say, you mean just that would worse than you preach there for 45 minutes or more? You think, yes, sir. If it's 3 hours, it wouldn't be that much. A woman touched the garment of our Lord Jesus, and then people are not touching me. Well, this woman here, just look here. She didn't put her hands on. She just touched me all around. Wouldn't do a thing. I'm just a man. But she has to touch him. And I, by gift, just goes, all myself goes away, and I just say what I see. And that's all. See, touching me doesn't mean a thing. But she touches Jesus through me. That's how that woman touched God through Jesus. When he didn't know what was the matter with her, she just touched his garment, went and sat down. And he said, who touched me? And the apostle said, well, everyone's touching you. Why do you say that? He said, but I perceive that virtue has gone from me. Now, you know what virtue is? Strength. He got weak on one woman touching him. And he was the Son of God. What about me, a sinner, saved by his grace? You know what's more? Because he said, these things that I do, shall you do also? More than this shall you do. For I go unto my Father. Greater, it's said there, but the right Greek interpretation is more than this. What shall you do? Now, the lady, I know not. I have known nothing about her. She's just as total stranger to me as the other people were. We're strangers to one another. So if the people know it, you might raise your hand and say, we are strangers. Now, the Son of God, if he one time met a woman in a little panoramic like this by a well, and he talked to her just a moment, and he knew where her trouble was, and he told her what her trouble was. And so she knew by that was the Messiah. Now that you've touched me, I've touched you, nothing happened. But if my faith by gift and your faith by believing in it can touch him and he can speak through us, through me to you, then you know that he's here like he was at at Sychar. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that? You have so many troubles, so many afflictions, complications. One of the main things that you want to be prayed for is arthritis. That's right. Isn't that right? You're stiffening up by arthritis. When you see, you raise your arm, and you did walk out kind of slow, the best of my remember. Maybe just wait just a minute. Maybe something else can be said that'll take the... You feel things, people, you know, like a breath coming against it. They say, well, he guessed that, or, you know, like that. But you seem to be a fine person. Just talk to me just a moment. Let's stand here just a minute. Because I do think there's something else that's in your heart that you're wanting from God. Now, I cannot answer your prayer... But he can read, because if you believe it, it's already answered. But if you just want to believe, to make you to believe. Now, I tell you, it's concerning a loved one that's not here. And that is a brother. And that brother is not even in this country. He's in a kind of a wet country, a lot of lakes. I'd say something like in the Michigan or something. That's Michigan's where it's at. And he is suffering with a deadly killer. And that is an uncurable kidney trouble that he's bothered with. That is right, isn't it? That's thus saith the Lord. Now, the handkerchief that you've got in your hand that you raised to God, send that to your brother and tell him not to doubt, but to believe, and you'll be healed. Now, you'll believe.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You believe with all your heart? then if you believe, there's only one thing to do. That's absolutely accepted. Is that right? Now, you see, he's looking at that them people. That's what he's doing, looking at it. You see that so much. But that you might not know this, this lady here, come up this way, lady, here, the patient, here we are. I'm not looking at her. Do you believe that God can reveal to me what your trouble? Raise your hands if you do. This lady here, the patient. All right? Then if you'll believe that with all your heart, that asthmatic trouble won't bother you anymore. All right? Go home and believe it if you believe it. Look at her, did it? See, you look this way. The vision is there, no matter what takes place. Hey, man, can't you see it?
Amen.
Just perfectly as God can be perfect. You believe too? Asthma could leave you too, couldn't it? You believe it would? All right. Go tell the Lord Jesus that you believe. Someday you'll have to pack a little cane around that arthritis crippled jet, but it ain't going to do it. You're going to believe it is, are you? You believe you're going to be all right? Go on your road, and Jesus Christ makes you well. Heart trouble kills people, but it don't have to kill you. You believe that God will heal it for you and make you well? Go believing it with all your heart. That I truly believe. You speak English. You understand English. Somebody, huh? All right? You speak to her while I tell her? Tell her she'll believe the stomach trouble will leave her. She will believe it. Your back trouble will leave you too. So now you can go on your road and be healed. How do you do? You believe? That man sitting there with back trouble looking at me, and I said that he could be healed too. If you believe it, sir? All right, sir. The lady sitting right next to you there. You got neck trouble, haven't you, lady? You believe that God will heal you? You don't lay hands on the little boy for his knees? And he'll get well too. You believe it? You had female trouble, ladies' trouble. You don't have it now. Your faith heals you and makes you whole. You believe Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever? Then let's put our hands on one another and pray this prayer of faith, each one of us. Pray the prayer of faith. Dear God, while we're so covered in your divine presence, to see you moving out through the audience and healing the sick everywhere, thou art God. I pray that you'll heal this entire audience. Let the breath of God fall fresh into their hearts. And let them know that time is running out. We're just a little while longer to be here. Then we're going to be with him who we love. And may now his presence bring healing to everyone. We condemn Satan. We condemn all of his acts. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, come from the people. All that will believe him now and accept your healing, stand up on your feet. Say, I now stand up to accept my healing. I believe it. Regardless of your condition, if you really believe it, stand up to your feet. Now raise up your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Now, let us pray now. Now, let's everybody out there pray. You people coming through the line, when we lay hands upon you, remember Jesus said if you'd believe it, you'd be well. You believe it? Now, let's all sing now. The great a simple thing, sing Jesus, he speaks. Let's just close your eyes now as we sing. Hearts to oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweet. In Sarah's song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest Father God, move upon the people. Son, oh Jesus, let say Jesus. A great, as you walk through now, he's here. Take my word, or you believe it yourself, he's here. Everybody in prayer out there now for the people.
Sing it right with me. He speaks
the
beating heart to cheer.
Oh Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Oh Lord.
All who believe, raise your hand like this. That I believe. Here sits a man sitting here. The reason I was extent talking, he's dying with cancer. He's on this crutch. There's no way in the world for a man to live outside of God. He's got cancer all through the bowels. But he's going to die if it isn't for the mercy of God. And I wish I could just word of encouragement to this man. You know the doctors can do nothing for you now. You're beyond that, see. And you only got one chance, and that is in Christ.
Yes.
And brother, I'll die one day too. You'll have to go if Jesus tarries. I've got to meet you over there, stand there at the judgment bar. And this night, you know, like in television, television has picked up that every time we even move our finger or anything, it's on record. Every word we say is on record. Now, see, television has proven that. Now, television doesn't manufacture a picture. It only channels that wave into the television. See, it doesn't make it. There's television when Adam walked on earth. There was television when Moses come through the Red Sea. There's television when Elijah was on Mount Carmel. See, but they just now discovered it. See, and now every move we make and every sound is playing a record that'll meet us at the judgment. Every move we make has got to meet us there. I've got to answer for the words that I say to you as a minister. I've got to do it because God will hold me responsible to it. Now, if I could, I'd make you well. Of course, you just got a little time, if not for God. Now, I've come down and prayed over you. All I know how to do, brother, anything in the world I could do for a man sitting there in that condition, I'd do it. Now, let me ask you. See, you are already healed. Because Jesus said you was. See, by His stripes we were healed. Now, if you can, from the bottom of your heart, accept that, you'll not die now, but you'll live. Now, see, now we know that television's coming through this room. We know that. We go see it. We can't see it. Our eyes are not made. Our senses can't pick it up. It takes a manufactured tube or whatever it is, crystal, to pick that up. So is God present. We don't see Him, but we know He's here. Jesus Christ is the same. Look, He just declared Himself, how He makes Himself. Now, as far as healing, if He is standing right here now, He could do no more for you. See, not another thing. If the Son of God was standing right here, which He is, He's here. But He couldn't do no more for you because He's already identified Himself here. See? And He's here right now just the same to heal you and make you well. And that little lady there told me, said, you asked the blessing and prophesied or something over that she'd have a baby sitting in that wheelchair, and she did. She had her baby. And now, the little lady is sitting here. Now, she had a garter operation and it paralyzed her. Well, we just see so much of that things happen. My little sister, I know you're a genuine Christian. Why God has let you sit there, I don't know. I believe maybe it's because that you have faith, you're trying to have faith to get out of there. See? But now, look, let's just not try to have it. Let's just have it now. We're just going to be there. That's all there is to it. It's going to start right now. We're going to get well. And you people out there in those chairs, whatever you are, just remember that Christ is present. Now you say, is there somebody, you see my picture is coming through? Oh, yes. Even the words of Jesus Christ that He spoke when He was here on earth is passing right through this room. It never dies. How many knows that scientifically? The truth. Well, what is it? Then the Spirit picks up that word that's been written and makes it manifest. Oh, glory. He's here. He's right here now. The Lord, we have seen so much. He's done so much that we just kind of stumble over it. If we would realize, not just some mythical something, some theological term, but the evidence that He promised He would show Himself in this day, here He's declaring it right here before us right now. What a wonderful thing. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Now, you believe. Will you believe it? Believe you're not going to die. You're going to live. And you're going to honor God. You're going to honor God. Have you ever been baptized? You're a Christian, are you? You're a Christian. Well, you want to live for the honor of God.
They ain't going to live, my brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, live. And sister, you want to walk for the glory of God and take care of your baby. Then walk, sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. You, every one of you, do the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget this Westward Home Motel here tonight. The presence of God identified here. He's no respecter of person. He only wants you to believe. Do you believe Him now?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Let us bow our heads now. I don't know who they've chosen. Word of God. Now, as I said, our places, we don't have that. To come up and lay hands on people, we laid hands on them last night. But the only thing you have to have is faith and then recognize. By faith, you accept it. By faith, not anything. Don't say, well, how can it be done? If I could tell you how it was done, then it wouldn't be no more faith. I don't know how it's done. I don't know, but I believe it. I don't know how God saves a sinner, but He does it. I don't know how God does any of these things, but I accept it. He does it. That's the way, because I can't explain it. I never will be explained. No one can. Because if you do, then there's no more faith. I don't see how God and Christ could be the same person. But they were.
Yes.
Scripture said, well, you can't explain it, but they were.
Amen.
My Father's in me. It's not me doing the works. It's my Father in me.
Amen.
If I do not His works, then that shows I'm not of Him. But if I do His works, then He testifies Himself that I'm of Him. But it's the same thing now.
Yes.
Exactly the same thing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you'll believe. Now there's a man sitting right here before me. He's got dark hair. He's got a watch on his arm, a dark suit. He's wearing glasses. If you can look right here, you see him sitting there with his eyes closed praying. I don't know that man. The Heavenly Father knows I don't know him. But I'm just going to look to him just for a minute, because he looks like he's so sincere. Saying, ever since I made mention, that man just closed his eyes and started praying. That man is a stranger to me. That's to my hands. I don't know him. God knows that man. And He can reveal to me, if that promise is true in the Bible, He can reveal to me what that man got his eyes closed for and what he's praying about. You believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe it, sir? If you open your eyes, you're sitting right here. Look right here. You believe that? Now, you know, I don't know you. We're strangers to each other. But God knows you. And I started crying. Because I can tell him now that God's going to answer his request. See? Because that was what struck him just then. That light from darkness changed to light. Now the man, he's praying for somebody else, and that's this little boy sitting over here by. That's his son. That's right. Now that little boy is suffering with a stomach disorder and also something wrong with his intestines. That's right. They're not from here. You're not from Arizona. You're from California. Right? And you're a minister. And your fellowship is with the Assemblies of God. That's true. Reverend McKay is your name. Reverend Cave. That's right. Is that true? Wave your hands like this. Now your little boy's going to get well. Your faith. Now what? Now, there's the man with his hands up. He knows more than me. I don't know him. But what was it? He touched the high priest. Now, see, he couldn't lean to his owner and say, now, what he's got to do, what does he do now? He's got to believe that what was told him the truth. Because he knows not me. That's right. Here sits a woman sitting right down here in front of me. Also, she's got her head bowed. She's suffering with a cancer. She also comes from California. I hope she don't miss this. Miss Adams? That's her name. I never seen her in my life.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
That's
good.
There's a lady sitting right back out here. I can't just put my...
point to her, but I see the light hanging over her. She's deeply in trouble. She's got trouble with her neck, for one thing. And another thing, she's got a spiritual trouble where she's troubling about. And she's got a domestic trouble. Her daughter just run away. That's right. That's true, isn't it? She's got her hand up. Miss Miller, that is right. You believe God will send her back? Heal your body. I never seen her in my life. She's a completely, a total stranger.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here's a lady sitting here. The audience, she's not from here. She also is from California. She's got cancer. And the cancer's on her breast. She's been operated on one breast and it's went to the other. Right? Miss Callan, that is right. You believe that God will make you well? You believe it. I'm a stranger to you, lady. I don't know you. That's true.
Oh, hallelujah.
You might know that God is present.
Yes.
There's a lady sitting right next to her. Her name is Mrs. Harris. She's a total stranger to me, but when the Spirit struck this woman, she also in sympathy with her, and she comes from California. That's right. And she's got trouble with her shoulder. That's right. You believe that God will heal you? If that's true, raise up your hand so that the people can see. Total stranger.
Thank you, Lord.
Lean not to your own understanding. What can do that? You can't explain that. That's a paradox. It's beyond explaining. Ask those people. I've never seen them in my life. Never know nothing about them. It could just go on through the meeting. But now look, don't lean to your own understanding, but lean to what He promised that He would do that. If that isn't the same Spirit that was dwelling in human flesh, that know that Sarah laughed in the tent behind the man. Is that right? And He promised just before the world was destroyed with fire, when the Son of Man would reveal Himself again in like manner as if the Son of Man, prophetic, would reveal Himself in human flesh like He is here with us tonight, as He did then. Now what hour are we living in? Just near the destruction. Friends, don't stand in here no longer a sinner. Accept Jesus Christ while you're in His presence. Now, I know usually it's customary for ministers to make pleas and tell stories about mother that's dead and gone on. That's all right. But we don't come upon the basis of our mother being dead. My mother's dead too. My father also. But we come up intelligently accepting upon the basis of God manifesting Himself in Jesus Christ to take away the sins of the world. We come and believe upon the atonement. And while He has vindicated His Word, I don't care what church you've gone to, Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Presbyterian, or no church at all. If you will admit that you have understood it different and know that you really never have been born again, but you want to be and want to accept it now, the promise now, you might not be filled now, but you will be filled when as the meeting goes on. You want to accept it upon those basis. Would you stand up to your feet and let me just offer prayer for you right where you're standing? Everyone in here that knows, don't lean on your own. Well, say, I spoke in tongues. Now, that don't have nothing to do with it. I believe in speaking in tongues too, but I've seen witches, devils, and everything else speaking in tongues and interpretation. That's right. Ask the missionaries down here. We can find out. Brother Creature, you know that's right. I've seen him speak in tongues and drink blood out of a human skull. Call on the devil. Sure. I've seen him lay a pencil down and he get up and write in unknown tongues and the wizard stand there and interpret it. So speaking in tongues is no sign you got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If you speak in tongues and deny this word, there's something wrong somewhere.
Amen.
Don't lean to your own understanding. Somebody might. You say, well, I shouted. I do too. But don't lean to that. I've seen all kinds of demon power shout and scream.
Yes.
I've seen Mohammedans shout and scream till they work themselves in such a place they could run splinters through their hands. In India, I've seen them scream and jump up and down, take balls of water with hooks in it and push it through their skin and walk on hot fire coals. Right. denying Jesus Christ. See, don't lean to your own understanding, but upon the Word of God.
Amen.
If your life doesn't cope with this Bible to believe every word that's in there, and you want to believe it and want God to work His will through you because you can be a part of God, will you stand and say, I will accept it right now, brother? Thank you. Thank you. God bless 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 you. Wonderful. God bless you. May God grant you all these sincere. You say, just keep standing. Just, you say, I'm a church member, Brother Branham, but really, I'm a Pentecostal. But when it really comes to really saying, I can believe all that word's the truth, I just can't do it, but I want to, but you help me. You pray for me. I want to stand up and say, you say, well, look, sitting here, I've testified this church that I was, but you know down in your heart you're not. God knows you're not, too. So why not just stand? Don't lean to your own understanding, but lean to His Word.
Amen.
Will you stand some more? Anybody else wants to stand? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You. God help me. God bless you. Oh, that's good. Just keep standing. Say, well, does that do me any good? Stand up one time. See if it does. Really mean it. I want, Brother Branham, I want to be right. I want to be right. Now, I'm not saying leave your church. No, sir. Stay right there where you're at. Just be a real Holy Ghost-filled person in that church.
Amen.
You say, well, I don't know what my pastor will say. He'll appreciate you if he's a man of God. Let your light so shine before man, they may see your good works and glory, Father, Father. God bless you. Oh, God bless both of you. You, brother. You. God bless you, each one. God bless you. God bless you, God.
Jesus.
Now, you that raised up, if you feel better after raising up, just raise your hands to tell others that you feel better about it after you raise up. See? Every hand.
Hallelujah.
Sure you do. See? You're sincere. You're standing up and say, I'll be a witness. He that will stand for me here, I will stand for him there. He that's ashamed of me here before these men, I'll be ashamed of him before my Father and the holy angels. Don't be ashamed of him. Don't lean upon your own reasoning. Lean upon the Word of God. He that will confess me before man, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angels. Will there be some more just before we pray? Let us bow our heads. God bless you, sister. Sure. God bless you. You, brother. Certainly. Would be another just while we have our heads bowed. God bless you. You. Oh, that's right. You're still standing. But just wait a moment. Just a moment. God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Say, does it mean anything to say God bless you? That's pronouncing my blessings to you.
Amen.
God bless you. Some of you that are standing around the wall where you have no room to sit down, would you just raise your hand and say, me, God, it's me. God bless you, brother. God bless you. You. You, sister. You, my brother. You, my sister.
Thank you.
Oh, the Holy Spirit so sweetly moving over the audience. Can you feel that? God bless you, young man up here on the platform. God bless you over in the corner. God bless you, young fella. Yes. Oh, Holy Spirit, move freshly in our hearts now. Show us our wrongs, Lord. We won't lean to our own understanding, our own reasoning, but we lean upon you because we know that we're standing in your divine, vindicated promise of today. You've made yourself known beyond any reasoning. We could not reason and explain it, but you come right down here in our midst now and made known to us that you are here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And men and women are believing it and accepting that. God, take each one of them into your bosom and hide them in the rock of ages until the fires are past. We're fixing to be burned, Lord. We know it. We're back in Sodom. But the righteous shall not perish with the guilty. You have called your children, Lord. You told Lot, get out of there. Get out. I pray, God, that each one that's in that condition tonight, that's out there, not sure where they're standing, God, they wouldn't take a chance on going down a one-way street the wrong way. They wouldn't take a chance on running a red light if they're in their right mind because they might get killed. Then how could a person take chance on their eternal destination, just guessing, presuming, adventuring without really authority to adventure because they belong to a church or a denomination, and really they can't understand how that the Word of God could be the today as it was then, how these promises might be made manifest. The apostolic age could be gone. Help them, Father. I commit them to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, my brother, sister. I'm so glad to call you my brother, sister.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now remember, God will make me answer for every word at the day of the judgment. Everything that I preach tonight, I got to answer for it. I'm conscious of that. And what have I done since a little boy preached this gospel and then be a castaway? Now, how many of you are sick and afflicted here tonight and you want to be prayed for? Raise up your hand. Now, will you just do one more thing for me? Lay your hands over on one another. Lay your hands on each other. Everybody bow your head now, just like you was in church. Up here on the platform. Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and of His presence, a vindicated presence, the very word that's been preached has been confirmed, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let the Holy Spirit of God sweep over this crowd of people just now. Many of them has come and accepted you as their Savior. Many backsliders has accepted you and come back. Oh, God, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll heal every person. You said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You promised it, Lord. And the believing children have their hands laid upon one another. Satan, you are defeated. Come out of these people in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them people go for the kingdom of God's sake in the name of Jesus. Amen. All that believe that Jesus Christ now is your healer as well as your Savior, and you want to accept Him upon them same grounds, stand to your feet. Say, I now accept Jesus as my healer as well as my Savior.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let's raise your hands and sing to Him. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood has washed up. Feel good? Wave your hands.
Amen.
Oh, let's sing it again. Shake hands with somebody. This is a breaking of the meeting, starting the commission. Say, God bless you, Brother Pilgrim. God bless you. That's fine. That's good. Wonderful. Now, do you believe we're going to have a great convention after this?
Amen.
We thank God for a great meeting. Now we're going to have a great convention. All that believe it, say amen.
Amen.
My faith looks up to Thee. Look to Him now.
Yeah, amen.
And grief.
All right. Shall we bow our heads now for the benediction? I don't know who's been chosen to do it. Brother Johnny Manadol from California. While we have our heads down, don't forget, tomorrow night,
that's the first beginning,
tomorrow night the convention will be right here in this hall at 7:30.